Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day, another beautiful day out there. Be safe driving home. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We try to bring you sports your way every day. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is at 1700thechamp.com. Once again, a beautiful day. Crazy stuff happening. We'll get to them in just a second with all the stuff going on. I want to take some time to give you a heads up on sponsors of the show. We have Woodman Controls, Laser Home Services, Northwest Bank, BetMGM, and as yesterday, I'm going to do this one right off the bat firsthand. It is Build My Future. It's hands-on skilled trade event. Meet employers and try job-specific skills in industries like manufacturing, commercial and residential construction, restaurant, culinary, and hospitality, automotive and mechanic, law enforcement, emergency services, military, healthcare, IT, trucking, logistics, energy, and much, much more. You can go to www.iowaskilledtrades.com. You can go to at Iowa Skilled Trades on social media. It is on April 13th, 2022. If you need more information than even that, you can go to Brandon at dsmhba.com, or you can go to www.iowaskilledtrades.com and register to attend. Once again, it gives you, and here's the important part of that, hands-on skilled trades event. Don't know if you like the skill? Go try it. Go figure it out. We've said this since we started doing this. Not everybody is ready at this point in time, graduating from high school, to go to college. Maybe you want to wait a few years. Go learn a skilled trade and see what they can do for you, for helping the communities that they help in, your wallet, your purse, whichever. It's a lot of good things there, and it's really cool that this is happening, and the fact that the Iowa State Fairgrounds is buying in as well. Once again, that's on April 13th, 2022. Okay, let's, man, I'm a huge baseball guy. It was, when you are growing up, I am 56 years old. So when you're growing up in the 70s and the 80s, baseball was king. Football was, it was okay. The NBA, it was maybe at that point in time, a little bit of mediocre at best. You know, golf really wasn't on TV. You know, NASCAR, none of that really. But baseball was. And that was, I mean, getting baseball cards, getting trading cards and use them to play games and all of that. And guess what you can do? You can play sandlot baseball and have a center fielder and a left fielder and a pitcher and somebody to play second. And you can play baseball all day long and all night long. And we used to do it all the time. Baseball is king. And over the last, let's say over the last 10 to 15 years, the only thing that was holding baseball back was baseball. It's still a great thing to watch on TV. It's a great thing to go. There's nothing better than going to Principal Park, kicking your feet up, having a beer, and watching a baseball game. Maybe the only thing better is I don't know, watching your little league teams, watching your high school teams, watching your college teams. Baseball is baseball. And once again, we are suffering from I'm trying to think of a good word to think what we're. I was going to say baseball fatigue, but it's not baseball fatigue. It is it is that battle over who wants more money, or who's going to get more money, or any of that. And that is the thing that is wrong with baseball as it stands today. When I left here last night and started listening to, I can't remember if it was Zach Gelb or if Zach Gelb had a guest in, somebody else in yesterday. And they were talking about how Major League Baseball owners just came out and said, you know what, we've kind of came back and we've taken a look and we're going to keep on going. You know, we said 5 o'clock, we're not going to say it's 5 o'clock anymore. They went until 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, things are working better. We got some things we need to work out today. And I think everything's going to be fine. And then 1 hour ago, everything was not fine. They did not come to an agreement. Major League Baseball saying that the players are not being reasonable. And Major League Baseball players are stating that the goodwill that Major League Baseball showed yesterday with the owners and the commissioner was a fairy tale at best, and that was never going to happen. I kind of got beat up a little bit last night for something that I said, and I'm going to correct it to a certain extent today. I said it's very difficult for people who love to watch baseball that you have billionaires fighting with millionaires to try to squeeze more money out of everybody, and the money that they're squeezing out of is people like us who love baseball. And I had a few people I consider it nice mean, send me all kinds of different information on, yeah, it's not all correct what you said. I'm like, okay, tell me what I said incorrectly. And I said this was a standoff between millionaires and billionaires. And so they sent me off some information. They said 71% of Major League Baseball makes less than $1 million a year. And I started thinking to myself, okay, you know, we see Bryce Harper and, you know, some of the young Acuna and some of the young players that are coming up that the owners are trying to keep because of not only people wanting to come to the baseball field to see them, but buying merchandise and all that. But we're not taking in consideration minor league baseball players and you know, roster spots 10 through, you know, 28 who probably are not making that. It says in here that 66% of Major League Baseball players make under $600,000, and 16% make less than $100,000 in the major leagues. So I stand corrected that maybe this just isn't a fight between millionaires fighting billionaires. Maybe it's a fight of billionaires trying to keep all the money to themselves and not sharing as nicely. So I do believe after listening today that the reasoning for this is that the owners just aren't willing to move, to budge. And I sit back and I think that if you're an owner, and I can't even see, here's the thing that really surprised me last night too, because you had all the owners that were agreeing, and it said all the baseball players were tending to agree with some of the stuff and where they were heading. I'm here to tell you that I don't think it is humanly possible for all the baseball owners to agree on certain aspects of what's going on, because the haves and the have-nots of baseball owners, even though there may be hundreds of millionaire or billionaires, there's still a ginormous gap between 1 through 10 and all the rest of the way down. So maybe even the owners, maybe the owners are in lockstep because they don't want to give up much more than what they've already been willing to give up. And having the argument that was made that, okay, these aren't just millionaire players. Yes, you have some, but it's not the majority of what's out there. And then I think to some of the things that I've thought about and talked a lot about over, let's say, the past 10 years. With the way that baseball is and how baseball works with different parts of the anatomy and your body and everything, I've always thought that 162 games is way too many games to have. I also think that starting in the last part of March and the first part of April in 70% of the country is not good for baseball. It's not good for the fans having to go, and it's cold. It's not good for the players to do that. So I never thought 162 games was the right number anyway. I've always been a, you know, if you're a 120, 140 guy, a lot of people like 180. you're not going to play 200 games to figure out who's a regular season champion. I just don't think that the most, when you're looking at baseball as a whole, my opinion, if you have a different opinion, throw it up here again. Once again, 264-1700. I try to stare at the phone. I don't do it all the time, and I apologize if you've tried to call and I've missed it. The majority of the baseball games, you're as good as your pitching is. You can be a great hitting team, a great fielding team. If you don't have pitching, you may not have anything. And pitching is the biggest, it's becoming the biggest cost is having good pitching. Now, some of your position players that are great players, they are going to get paid. I just had one pop in. I was trying to remember, and it just popped in. Fernando Tatis probably is the golden child right now of baseball. Ronald Acuña Jr. from the Braves. And there's many more, but just those two, if you looked at them. And people pay to come watch them play, and I understand that. But people pay to watch pitching. Being a baseball purist that I am, I love fielding, defense, pitching. I do not disagree with going through this time frame of Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, all of these guys. I'll go to my grave saying this. If we don't have those guys, I don't think baseball is where they are today. And boy, do we like to rip on them. Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire ruined baseball along with Barry Bonds because they took steroids. I don't think people were thinking the same thing when they were on the 5 o'clock news, the 5:30 news, the 6 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, the midnight news, and on the news across the world. I don't think that people thought that Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were bad. Here's when they thought Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez was bad, was after enjoying what they did and how they brought baseball back, the amount of money that they were asking for, the amount of numbers they were putting up, even though everybody in there knew that somehow some of these numbers were tainted. Mark McGwire didn't look like that when he played for the Oakland A's. Sammy Sosa didn't look anything like he did when he did this with the Chicago Cubs. The one I think gets the most, Alex Rodriguez, maybe a little bit bigger. Alex Rodriguez was, and Barry Bonds to a certain extent, until Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez saw the money that Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were making. And they're like, okay, if Major League Baseball isn't going to do anything about this, I'm not letting those guys cheat and me lose money for it. And after all of that was said and done, when baseball had reached another peak, Then you had that, and baseball turned on those players, and the game kind of fell down again. And then it has slowly built its way back up. And this time, it's the owners that are, they are just not willing to spread their earnings out and make it available to other people. And the really, the interesting thing is, they don't have to. But don't come back 2 months from now and say, well, the only reason we're not playing baseball is because of Major League Baseball players. Because that's not true. That's what a negotiating table is. And the reason Major League Baseball players are very upset today is because I think the owners put a kind of a little trickery in there to make people think, well, look, the owners are trying to do this tonight. That's a really good thing. And it sounds like the players are too. And now the players are the ones that after the last bit was offered to them, wasn't anywhere near what it was, what they were talking about. And the players say, no, thank you. Now the owners have an out and say, well, it wasn't us, it was the players. The bad thing for the owners are, I hope that 99.9% of us are smarter than that and understand that that's not the way it happened. If you want to blame both of them, I understand you can blame both. But the fact that you think that you can blame both 50-50 is not correct. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Once again, welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Please drive home safely. Put some sunglasses on. It was sunny out. Beautiful day. I don't know if I'm hoping enough that maybe this is the end of cold weather and snow, but then you kind of look and it's still roaming out there. Who knows? You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. I am hoping, once again, you can go to the website 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the program live by clicking the microphone up in the upper right-hand corner. My audio boom was still down. I checked today before I left work, and it was up. So I'm hoping that I can get these caught up tonight. I hate being behind. Okay, so I did that one. Let's take on this segment. We will do Laser Home Services. Let me click here. Laser Home Services is a company that will take care of all your heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. They offer, and I've gotten to deal with them 4-5 times now. The customer service was great all the way through. It all starts with giving them a call. It's 515-654-5249. The person that's going to answer the phone is going to be able to direct you to the department that you need your help in. It's going to connect you to a person who's going to take care of your issues and has an understanding of your issues. And then they send their service guys out, and then it only goes up from there in customer service. At some point, you always think that, you know, well, customer service can't always stay like that. But it has in everything that I have done with them so far. You can also look online. It's under laserhomeservices.com. You can schedule online. I've done a couple of schedules online. Every time I open up this page, I get a computer-generated thing asking if everything's okay. And I write in, tell them, hello, from Steen, with Steen on Sports. I like the way that they conduct their business, and it makes it easy to want them to be a part of my program because I believe in the same things that they believe in. Once again, you can schedule online. You can give them a call at 515-654-5249. They've been providing home services in Des Moines for over 20 years. They can help you. And that is something that I think is very important. You had there's some crazy things that went on today. Cain Velasquez, charged with attempted murder, MMA fighter, was in an incident. He's in the hospital with the person that this happened with. He's in the hospital with minor injuries. So I guess the he's being charged with attempted murder because maybe he's an MMA guy. I don't know. It sounds like two grown men got into a fight and that's what happened. But that's just preliminary there. So not sure. We kind of left the baseball out there. Listen, if the one thing that is for sure, the Major League Baseball owners knew a certain extent on what the baseball players and the players union was asking for. And I think in these latest rounds of negotiations, maybe the Major League Baseball went up a little bit knowing that they were going to get cut back down. But for Major League Baseball to come out and at any point in time say that the reason baseball's not going to be started or is not going to have a full season and blame Major League Baseball players, that's just not the way it works. The people that hold all the cards are Major League owners. They own the stadiums, they own the teams, they own the payroll. All the Major League Baseball Players Union can do is hope for fair negotiations. And from the sounds of things and the fact that it was unanimous with the Major League Baseball Players Union, I would consider that to be Major League Baseball Players Union saying that what the owners are doing is because the owners want to do it. So that's kind of where we'll leave baseball at for the time being. And, we'll pick it back up once they see. No one's going to want baseball not starting. You know, if it's May 1st and baseball still not going, then that's an issue. That last day in March and those first 3 weeks in April is a crapshoot anyway. It's probably not good for baseball players and pitchers' arms and all of that. Even with the conditioning and everything and how it's changed and all of that, there's one common denominator in getting injured playing baseball. Cold weather is not good on your body and what you expect your body to do playing baseball. Extremely hot weather, even though it's uncomfortable, is probably better for what we are asking our body to do and playing baseball. You know, when you look at all the sports, what baseball does hitting wise and stuff, that's pretty close to being a common thing that your body's used to. The thing that it's not is to put the amount of torque on a pitcher's arm and how he pitches. That's why, if you compare NBA basketball and the NFL, the NFL is such a different breed because you have a high percentage of chance on every play for someone to get injured. I have stated on this radio show many a times that the National Football League, college football, high school football is a train wreck every single play. You have two forces going at each other and hitting each other, and the only thing that's saving them from really bad injury is equipment. And the athletes keep getting bigger, faster, stronger, and the equipment is equipment. Now, They've made, a lot of making football to be as safe as it is. But if you're a 300-pound lineman and you're running straight at a 290-pound defensive lineman with a 230-pound running back behind you, and everybody's running into each other at breakneck speed, I don't know how good equipment can be and not get hurt. Baseball, the amount of pressure that you put on your elbow and shoulder and do what baseball pitchers in general do is not good for your body. Okay, so I have one other thing too, and this is kind of exciting as well. and I hate this, that my partner in crime on Thursday, Mr. Scott Brower, when we do Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, is not going to be here this Thursday. But this Thursday, Circus Sports Iowa and 1700 The Champ AM and FM and 101.3 and 95 KGGO. I love partnering with everybody out here. 95 KGGO was my childhood, so it holds a special place in my heart. From 2 to 4, KGGO is going to be live at Wellman's Pub and Rooftop in West Des Moines. And then from 4 to 6, Steen on Sports is going to be live out there. You can watch the Iowa-Michigan game while you're out there. We're going to have some Circa swag given away. There's food and drinks. You can sign up for Circa Sports app while you're out there. And there you can register to win free pair of all-session passes to the Big 12 men's basketball tournament in Kansas City. Just to give you, if you don't know or exactly know what Circa Sports is. Circa Sports features the highest limits, lowest holds, and sharpest odds, which means higher payouts on winning wagers. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app by visiting circasports-dot-com. Or I'm thinking it's circasports-dot. That's kind of a weird thing how they have it in there as dash. But or you also can go to at Circa Sports for their social media interactions as well. But so I'm going to be doing my show live out there, and I needed a partner in crime to do that since my partner, Mr. Scotty's gone. So my oldest, Zach Steenblock, who all I had to say was sports and betting, and he's like, I'm in. I didn't even tell him what it was. But so he'll be there, and we'll be enjoying Wellman's Pub and Rooftop. I'm excited about that. Let's talk a little bit about... I got to watch the Iowa State Cyclone women. I got home right when tip-off was I might have missed like the first 4 or 5 minutes. They were playing Baylor last night. And the really funny thing, so I was looking up in here what the what some of these scores were in the Big 12. Because when you looked at that game last night, you had number 5 Baylor, who was 23-5, and you had number 8 Iowa State, who was 24-4. And before you watched that game, I had a thought process in my mind. And the reason I had a thought process in my mind is they had Baylor had played Iowa State at home and had beaten Iowa State 87-61. And now you understand what happened last night at Iowa State. Baylor won 87-62. There's a 1-point differential between those two games. And it was Iowa State's inability to get to the basket and get what you would consider to be good offensive possessions and good offensive shots. And the amount of pressure that Baylor's height and athletic ability put upon Iowa State's defense. And through all of this that I've talked, we've talked about Caitlin Clark. We've talked about Alea Boston from South Carolina. I watched Melissa Smith last night from Baylor. She's projected to be the number one player taken in the WNBA draft. She can play. She straight up can play. Probably not the way that Ashley Jones wanted to go out, and a really bad call to get her out. And once again, I always wonder, because you watch enough basketball games. And I'll come back to my point of seeing the two games and looking at scores and then looking at two other scores and going, you know, this is really strange how this works. When you watch a basketball game and you're watching referee crews, and I try very hard. Nana, as my witness, love you, Nana. We were watched the game together last night, like we watch most basketball games. The greatest thing in the world is Nana may be a bigger sports nut than I am, and as my wife is as well. And you watch how the game is played. Now, you know, you have to know. I mean, it is packed in Ames. Congrats to all the fans. That was awesome. And you have to know, as a referee, you have to know that you're on this home court. And it was a basketball game that turned into a football game, and they called more fouls on the team trying to play basketball than they did on the team that was trying to play football. And I'm not even saying this about Nalissa Smith, because I do not think that she was a part of that. She is just that good. But the screens that were being set to get her open or get other people open, and the calls that were being called on the other side, I'm sorry, I can do this. It's my radio show. I don't think the game was called correctly, and I don't think the game... you should have some type of home court. You have home court. You have fans. We had girls getting knocked down and no fouls were called. We had our defenders touch them going to the basket and they were shooting free throws. I don't know what the free throw... I can tell you what the... And maybe the free throw discrepancy wasn't as bad as what you might think. And maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I'm not for sure. It really wasn't. Iowa State actually went to the free throw line more times. Baylor was 11 of 13. Iowa State was 18 of 20. Fouls called 19 and 15. I guess my complaint would be more on the non-fouls that were called compared to some of the fouls that were called. When these two teams met in... at Baylor, when you had almost an identical, which is really crazy that you almost have an identical score. I'm looking at that game right now. And once again, if you think that I'm being a sore sport, maybe. Once again, my show. I could do that, right? Let me look here. I'm going to pause that so I don't get that playing on there. I'm going to hit box score. In that game, there was, and it's still going to make me play, there were 18 fouls called on Iowa State, and there were 18 fouls called on Baylor. So, about the same. You just never know when you're playing a basketball game. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the difference was in these games compared to some other games. With Iowa State. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champs eClub online.
And I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 1700 The Champ AM. 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's a great bank with great staff. And what they're going to do is they are going to open up your... They're going to open up your just your knowledge of banking with everything that they're going to do. Go in, tell them Steen sent you in, and open up an account and see everything that they have to offer you. No matter if you're old school banking, new school banking, a little bit of both, you like to have cash, you want a credit card, you want a debit card. No matter what, they're going to take care of you. They're going to take care of your personal. If you have business, they'll take care of your business, your mortgage, agriculture. They're going to do private banking, wealth management, insurance. They will take care of all of it. And they'll do it in a fashion that you're just going to take a step back and go, okay, I don't have to worry about my banking anymore. That's why I like Northwest Bank. That's why I like being a part of their program. They like being a part of my program. And the fact that we make such a good match. Member FDIC. Okay, what I was trying to get out in a very slow way was that as Iowa State struggled against Baylor and was beaten by almost the same score both times, Baylor had that same problems with Oklahoma. They lost to Oklahoma twice, once by a point and once in a blowout, and Iowa State blew Oklahoma out two times in a row. That's the crazy thing about college basketball. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It's just great basketball. It was a great atmosphere last night in Ames, and once again, thank you to all of those. It also was senior night in Iowa City last night. You had some people get to go out and take a bow for being seniors. Jordy Bohannon, Connor McCaffrey, the greatest. I think one of the great things on that, and I have it here, and let me grab that. Let me grab the photo because it's a really cool photo, and it's a photo of the a basketball manager. I think his last name is Devlin. Hit a half court shot last night, and the eruption that came from the crowd and the basketball players, it was pretty cool. That kind of stuff's a lot of fun. The Iowa Hawkeyes took care of Northwestern 82-61. They played really, really well last night. It was fun to watch. Once again, Keegan Murray kind of leading the way. He had 26 points. He had 18 rebounds. He had 3 assists. Right now, if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes and you have the ability to watch Keegan Murray and Caitlin Clark, your basketball watching is at a pretty high note right now. Iowa has Michigan at Michigan and Illinois at Illinois. For all three teams, both of those games are hugely important on how you stack up in the Big Ten tournament. Iowa keeps getting wins. If they get a couple of wins in these two games, even if they go 1-1, I think that's going to do an awful lot for to continue on their season. It was a big night for them and for Jordy Bohannon. And here's a lot of things. If you're not, I enjoy watching Iowa Hawkeye sports because I have friends and family who enjoy the Hawkeyes. I'm an Iowa State fan. Everybody knows that. I say that all the time. I enjoy watching you, and I enjoy watching Drake, and I enjoy watching Iowa play. I truly enjoy watching Keegan Murray, and I truly enjoy watching Caitlin Clark. And once again, to Iowa fans, you have been extremely lucky. Now, here's the difference between men's and women's sports and collegiate athletes. I have a feeling that after the NCAA tournament, that's the last time you're going to get to see Keegan Murray play. When you have a season that he has had, and he was already on the radar, and it was hard for him to be on the radar when you look at the age of the team last year with Luka Garza, Joe Wieskamp. I mean, that's tough to get minutes. When you're projected, I mean, the lowest that I've seen projected is 9. If you look at some of the players that are in front of him, I think once they go through their process, you know what? There's a whole bunch of 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", guys in the NBA that can do things that people in the NBA can do. There's not a lot of 6'9", guys that can do everything that Keegan Murray can do. I think Keegan will move up that list. For Jordy Bohannon, you had a career at the University of Iowa that puts you up in the upper echelon of Iowa Hawkeye basketball players. And you can tell... for me, watching basketball as much as I do and enjoying it as much as I do, if you are beloved when you play on your home court and you are hated when you play on your away court, then you've done something in college basketball, and that is Jordy Bohannon. Jordy Bohannon is He's at the top of the list of people who dislike him, and he's at the top of the list of people that love him. And as a basketball player, and I love him. How many times that he's taken wins away from teams that I enjoy, I don't love him. But you have to respect everything that he has said and done and gone through injury and everything. He is a better basketball player leaving the University of Iowa than he was when he came in. And the expectation of him on being an Iowa Hawkeye basketball player and where he ended up is far and away above what it was. He's hit some big shots, and he's Jordy Bohannon. I don't know what else to say. It's very interesting. And I'm trying to see Iowa student. I'm gonna click this here just to make sure that if I got his name wrong, I have one of my son's best friends he is a part of, well, that's not going to do me any good. All that's going to do is play something that I don't want it to play. I will during the take, I will see if I can get his name. If somebody's out there and they can tweet at me too, I would appreciate that. But he hit a half court shot and it was crazy. I could not believe, all the things that I could see that was going on. It was huge too. And he had a few shots to be able to make it. And what a way for somebody to go out having something like that happen. I think that's pretty cool. They have, like I said before, they have a couple of tough games, and you are going to see those games. It's going to depend on where they end up in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. I think that they're a lock for the NCAA tournament. I think both them and Iowa State are to a point now where I think they're both locks. And I would say that you and I and Drake have shots at getting there as well. Drake took a big hit today with DJ Wilkins having a torn ACL from this past weekend. So you might have to look for the UNI Panthers being maybe the other team from the state to get in. But do not underestimate the Drake Bulldogs. So one of the things, and I have a couple of minutes here. I just briefly touched on it yesterday, and it's Jack Devlin. Thanks, Ty Erickson. You are awesome, buddy. It is Jack Devlin who did that last night. And if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. You need to see his face, and you need to see how the simple fact that he's so excited is really cool. The fact that it's everybody else is excited is what makes it that much more special. Okay. Not on the special side. I briefly said this yesterday, and since I have a minute here, I'm going to go through it. Art Briles, if you all remember Art Briles at Baylor, didn't have a very good track record at Baylor, not on wins and losses, but on maybe having total control of his football team and making sure that they weren't doing things they weren't supposed to do. And Art Briles was pretty well knocked down a lot from all the things that happened. And I don't know what Grambling was thinking. I am not going to put this all on Grambling. And I think everybody out there will tell you that Art Briles is a magnificent coach. He just doesn't care what his players do as long as his players win. And if that means doing things to other people that you shouldn't be doing and he covered up, you would hope and pray that nobody else would ever let him do that. And for the outcry, Grambling has changed its mind. And actually, I don't even know if Grambling changed the mind. I think Art Briles thought, okay, I thought I could sneak this one through, but I can't. There's no way in the world anybody's going to allow me to coach football. And I'm not going to go through that again. I've been through it enough. Probably not enough that I hope he has to go through it many, many more times for what all had happened. I'm glad that for whatever reason, that it didn't happen, that he gets to coach again. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Top of the hour, I got Kevin Lehman coming in here at 521.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.